12:09 on a Friday. 1620 The Zone. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George and all of you. Glad to have you in. Good sports weekend. The weather is going to be fairly nice. I believe in the 50s for Saturday and Sunday. It'll be nice and warm inside of the Chai tomorrow. A 1:30 tip between Nebraska and Creighton as they meet their yearly battle. Let the Jayskers rejoice and let Fred Hoiberg experience his first rivalry game. Who he has been in these before at Iowa State, going against Iowa, playing at Iowa State, coaching at Iowa State, what the Cy-Hawk rivalry means in Iowa. Now he gets to go through it for the first time, and instead of being consumed by it like Tim Miles was last year, I think Fred Hoiberg's consumed by trying to navigate his team through a stretch where they lose on Wednesday night at Georgia Tech. They got to play Creighton tomorrow here in Omaha in his first trip. Then they've got to go to Indiana. They got Purdue on the horizon as well. So he's trying to find his team through this little gauntlet, and their first time on the road, first true road game the other night in Atlanta, is how do we get better on the fly? So how does he react to this rivalry? I think the most important thing for a Nebraska coach when it comes to the Nebraska-Creighton game is, one, you understand that it's a big deal. It's not just another game on the schedule. It's a big deal, and it's okay to say that out loud. No one's going to snicker at you, okay? Because the blue Nebraska has been better than the red Nebraska, and it's an important game. It's okay to say it, and I think Fred has acknowledged it. He respects it. He respects the people that are coaching at Creighton. And there's the different element of this with Fred Hoiberg now as the head coach. Because be honest, Blue, it's the first time in a long time that you're not snickering at the guy that is walking the sidelines for Red Nebraska. You're not going, huh, when's he going to get that usual Nebraska versus Creighton technical? When's that coming? You're not doing that for the first time because you respect the guy that is on the sidelines for Nebraska. Am I wrong? And maybe there's part of you to think, man, for the first time in a long time, there might be a guy walking the sidelines for Red Nebraska that could put a dent in the Jayskers. Now, he can't do it himself because I think in this city, Nebraska's presence athletically is somewhat diminished. And I'm going to transition into a fantastic story in the World Herald today, written by Tom Chattel, on the Mitchell family. Sharif, who is in his first year at Creighton, everybody knows Alvin. I mean, the Mitchell family in this town has been integral in basketball. I mean, there's a Mitchell everywhere, and people will say, man, Sharif, I watched your dad play, and he did X, Y, and Z. I got to see Sharif play at Omaha Burke with OSA. And now they get to see him at Creighton. Very likable, fun to watch, very relatable. But he's part of a trend for Creighton basketball where Creighton has owned this town. Creighton has owned this town in basketball. They've owned this town in recruiting. They got a couple of NBA guys out of this town. Whoa, OPS kids are supposed to go to Creighton? OPS kids went to Creighton and they had success and now they're in the NBA. They had short careers, but successful careers. And Creighton has owned Omaha. And Nebraska, at the tail end of Tim Miles' tenure, with Michael Lewis, tried to rebound and establish themselves in Omaha. And Fred Hoiberg now is finding out his way and meeting people and introducing himself. And he's got Doc Sadler, who's a familiar face to many. But it's the man that's running the show, Fred Hoiberg, that can start to change this town. But again, he can't do it alone because Nebraska doesn't have a huge presence here. John Cook understands Omaha. John Cook likes coming to Omaha, especially when you're playing volleyball in the month of December. John Cook recruits Omaha players. He respects the club programs here. But Nebraska's athletic presence in this town, ask yourself, do you feel it? And I remember a discussion a long time ago before Pinnacle Bank Arena opened, that Nebraska basketball, to try and establish a presence in Omaha, would like to come and play a game at the CenturyLink, a neutral site game. Well, now they have their own NBA arena, and there's no reason for them to leave. Unless Adidas puts together something, and they say, hey, let's get you guys involved, and let's play at the Chai. But in this town, what is Nebraska's presence as an athletic program? I don't think it's that strong. But as Fred Hoiberg tries to recruit an Omaha area player and is all in on Hunter Salas, the entire Nebraska basketball staff last night was at the Lincoln High Millard North game. I mean, Fred Hoiberg shows up in a gym, you know who he is. Doc Sadler shows up wearing jeans and his quarter zip, you know who Doc is. Who's that other guy? Oh, it's Matt Abdelmassi. And Damon and I have had this discussion for a long time about, as basketball has improved in this community and players are have the ability to play in the Big Ten, in the Big East, Power Five, Power Six, is you need the Pied Piper. In Omaha's, in Creighton's case, they got Justin Patton, they got Khyree Thomas, Pied Pipers, kids that were younger that followed them and knew them, and all of a sudden they're Creighton fans because those two guys are playing downtown and they can go see them play. And Nebraska hasn't had for a while a Pied Piper out of Omaha where kids watch that player coming up. And now he goes to Lincoln and you can watch him there. Whoa, maybe I'll be a Nebraska fan. And then Nebraska's gone all in on Hunter Salas, the guy that could turn Nebraska's program because he's the real deal. Chucky Hepburn is off to Wisconsin. They tried, Creighton tried. Chucky found a fit at Wisconsin and will fit in very well with Greg Gard. But now Hunter Salas is open, rising, and Nebraska would like to make him their centerpiece of a recruiting class in a couple of years. But they don't have a presence in this town when it comes to basketball. They need the Pied Piper because this town is a Creighton basketball town. And with Nebraska basketball struggling to get to the NCAA tournament since the Danny Nee era, and we want to return on our investment and our time is short, and a program in Omaha that has gotten better, the J-Scare developed. And more people said, I'm with you in the fall, but in the wintertime, I'm staying close to home and I'm going downtown. But what if Fred Hoiberg got things rolling at Nebraska? And rolling where you're in the top 5-6 of the Big Ten on a yearly basis. You're going to the NCAA tournament. You're producing NBA players. It's high-level basketball. It's entertaining basketball. And you're going to watch basketball, not just because of the experience of Pinnacle Bank Arena. At what point do you need that to be what level to get you, if you live in this town, to hop in your car at all odd times of the nighttime with TV and when Nebraska plays at 6, 7, 7:30, 8, to drive down to Lincoln. Because back, I'm going to take you back 20 years. If you went and looked at the season ticket holders in the Devaney Center, one of the things that Danny Nee used to talk about a lot is how he was very appreciative and saw it as success of his program by the amount of Omaha season ticket holders that Nebraska basketball had when Danny Nee had things rolling at the Devaney Center. It was a considerable amount of people that would hop in their car, even if they had to get off work early on a Wednesday night, drive to Lincoln to watch a Big 8 or Big 12 game, because it was worth it. It hasn't been worth it. Fred Hoiberg can make it worth it again and put a dent in the J-Scare. And people that decided, I'd rather watch better basketball downtown, they say, you know what? My fall and winter are with Red Nebraska. There's only so much you could do as a head coach. You got to do it on the floor. But there's also part of winning this town, getting a name recruit. And there is no doubt that Hunter Salas of Millard North, who is worth the price of admission, and on a team that pretty good start last night, got a running clock into the fourth quarter against Lincoln High, that's a guy that can turn things. a Nebraska kid playing at Nebraska that is a high-level player that is a game-changer. But one of the more important things that Hoiberg did when he got here is he realized that the Nebraska-Creighton game is more than just a game on a schedule on a Saturday in December. It's a game that means a lot to a lot of different people. Don't know if he has a team yet that'll understand how important that game is, because I think that the environment won't be as toxic and angry as it was last year in Lincoln, because that was personal. But if you're Creighton and you were in that game, now it's personal for you and you have Nebraska on your home floor. And I think at some point early on tomorrow, Nebraska guys who don't know anything about this rivalry outside of things they've been told will look at each other and go, man, what do they got against us? Why are they out there playing angry and aggressive and hard? What happened last year? I think that'll happen at some point tomorrow early on in the game. All right, Jeremiah Searles is coming up here in a little bit. Been mentioning all morning, we're having a draft. You're drafting everybody available tomorrow. Number one guy is Marcus Zagorowski, 37% three-point shooter. He is top five offensive player in his own conference. He's averaging nearly 18 points a game. If there's an assist or a made field goal, it seems like Zagorowski has had his hand on it. Wouldn't you like to see hockey assists as well for Marcus Zagorowski? That voice in the background was a guy that likes that from the NBA. But your second pick, or how far down before you grab a Nebraska guy in tomorrow's game? And who would that guy be? I went down to fourth, and my guy was the player that I think is developing an all-around offensive game, and that's Gervais Green. Plus, Creighton Wynn would do what? Well, Nebraska Wynn would do what? More on this game that tips tomorrow at 1:30 as we move along till 2. But Jeremiah Searles is up after the break. You're listening to the Gary Sharp Show at 1620 The Zone.